happen, somebody here in Hanley this afternoon, like a copy of God's Word, His written Word, that is, an extract from the Bible, God's book, the book of salvation, like a copy to maybe meditate, muse upon for yourself, and who knows, but you know, maybe you hear the voice of the Savior calling you to Himself, that you might find salvation, even eternal life. These things were written for that reason, that purpose, that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing, that you might have life in His name. These are they, says Jesus, that testify of me. Here, that you find Jesus, the one that saves, that is. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, come, please, and ask for one gladly and quite freely placed into your hands. The reason I come to you is, of course, well, you know, there's an end. There's an end to it all. There's an end to everything. Everything that has a beginning has an end. And all it's that I want to speak to you about today, if you will. Listen here, not so much my voice, but the voice of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, speaking through His Word. He tells us what's required of us. That is, that we enter in at the straight gate, through the turnstile, that is, and walk the narrow pathway, that's the one that leads to life. There's only a few find it, he says, but of course there's the wide gate, and there's the broad pathway that many, the multitudes, well, the most of people, they tread, you know, but that doesn't lead to life, that leads to everlasting destruction. Wouldn't want that for anybody. Wouldn't want that for you, Hanley. Rather that you entered in through the straight gate and walked the narrow pathway. Follow Jesus. He gives eternal life to those that do. And as a question asked by His disciples, they said to Him, "And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" There's going to be an end to the world. It's not going to continue on, you know, as ever it's been. Some people think that, you know, the world's always been, always will be. People come and go, but, you know, the world continues on. No, it had a beginning. Didn't evolve either, according to, you know, the theory of unbelief that's abroad today. No, the Bible begins with the words, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." All made by God for His glory. And of course that includes you, yourself and myself. That's the reason. Maybe perhaps, you know, you've thought, you're on a quieter moment. You know, what am I doing here? What's my purpose here? Well, that's it, to fear God. Give glory to Him. That's what you were made for, what you've got existence for. God gave it to you. Everything, the world is a beginning and it has an end. So too does your life. It has a beginning and it has an end. Of course, your life begins, you know, contrary to the murdering abortionists today. You know, life doesn't begin when you start breathing. Life begins in your mother's womb, at the point of conception. That's where your life begins. All human life begins. And of course, well, that's where your sin life begins too. Because there, God says, you're conceived in sin. In your mother's womb, you see, you inherit from them that which is theirs. Their sinful nature. They pass it on to you through all the generations, right to the very end. So that God can say, you see, we're, every one of us, we're born in sin, in iniquity. We come into the world with sinful natures, out of which comes sinful practice, sinful conduct, you know, all the wickedness and the evil that you see, and maybe perhaps you've been a recipient of in this world. That's where it comes from, the human heart, out of the human nature, out of us all, every one of us, because as God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all got sinful natures, and we all practice sin. And that's why we need saving salvation. Because you see, God forbears, you know, for the moment with sinners. But the time is coming when he's going to judge the world, he says, in righteousness. There's a beginning, and everything that has a beginning has an end. Not everything lasts, you know. In this world, the world itself, when will the end of these things be? When will be the end? What are the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Now there's the thing, you see, Jesus is coming again, that is. And when he's coming to end the world, he's coming to judge the world. And of course, well, you and I, well, we need to be ready for that time. We need to be ready because, well, the Bible tells me, it says, that there are signs, indications that his coming is near, is close, you know. But we're not told the exact, the precise time because, well, maybe if we were told, we would be ready, you know. But we're not told the exact time when he comes, you know. Bible says he comes like a thief in the night, you know, that if you knew the thief was coming tonight, well, you would have CCTV cameras on every wall, you know, you would have a dog maybe, you know, a vicious dog, you know, that bites people, or, you know, you might even have the police waiting for the thief coming. But the thief doesn't tell you when he's coming, does he? He surprises you. He comes when you least expect him. And so Jesus, when he comes again, well, the Bible says, like a thief in the night, when you least expect him to come. And so people will be doing, what will they be doing? Just what they were doing back in Noah's day when God judged the world then. Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, you know, and, well, fornicating and sodomizing, thieving and killing, all the things that human beings do, all the things that come out of human nature, yours and mine both, sinning, living in sin, dwelling in sin, reveling in your sin. And then of course, well, the Son of God appears, his judgment comes, and that's it, you're gone, you're lost forever. So I don't want that for you. I would rather you are saved. I would rather you are ready for that day when Jesus comes again, when the end comes. So be assured. Jesus, he himself tells us, you know, and he tells us what the signs will be of his coming. And it's a good question. What are the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? How will we know? Good question, you know, because the end is coming. The day of judgment looms, coming and coming fast, you know, God is already. And the Bible tells me, and of course, well, you see it from experience, God's already judging people. He judged them back in Noah's day, he flooded the world, Sodom and Gomorrah, he drowned them in fire and brimstone. Today you've got earthquakes and tsunamis, you've got wars, you know, and you've got cancer, you've got COVID, you've got disease, all kinds of things, you know, that bring an end to human life. Because what has a beginning has an end. Your life too. And of course it doesn't come just to the aged, old people like me, it comes to young people too. You know, it's not that people die, it's that, you know, that they're taken, you see. There's only one cause of death, and that's sin. That's the only cause of death. It's not war, it's not violence, it's not disease, it's not earthquakes. It's sin that causes death. That's the only cause of death. Sin. You get rid of sin, you get rid of the death. The wages of sin is death. That's why people have to die. because they're sinners. To a man, to a woman. So get rid of the sin, and well, you've got the cure. You're home free. You've got rid of the dead. So how do you get rid of them? The Son of God, Jesus Christ. He came that you might have eternal life. He came that you might be born again. He came that you might be saved from sin, from the cause of death. It's appointed unto man once to die. The end. The end. Not just the end of the world, but the end of your life. That might even come first, who knows. Appointed unto man once to die. After that, then the judgment. So God's judging men and women now. Takes them out of this world. And the next thing that they see is the Lord God Almighty, the one whom they sinned against. And He judges them. And He deals with them according to their sin. And if that sin's not been treated, not been dealt with, well then, it's the unquenchable love of God, but the unquenchable fires and flames of hell. The torment rises up, ascendeth up forever and ever. So you see, my friends, there's an end, but when? That's the question asked here. What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? What will be the sign? Well, it's coming. There's an end to it. Bible tells me that the world, the universe, is reserved in fire for the day of God's judgment. The entire universe will be a conflagration of fire in that day. Something like out of one of your sci-fi movies. But even more fearful and dreadful will the reality be in that day. But the question is, are you ready for His coming? Because He's coming and coming again, but not as an infant child in a manger. He's coming, the mighty Son of God, the risen conqueror, the one who has conquered sin and death and hell, but coming again to judge the world, to bring in the end, the last day, and to judge all humankind. For God has appointed a day, that day, the last day, it's coming. God has appointed a day in which He will judge the world, all mankind, that is, every man, woman, and child born into this world. We shall all appear before the judgment throne of God and give account in that day. Question is, are you ready for His coming? Are you ready for the end? Are you ready for the end of your own life? Are you ready for that next event when you'll stand before God in judgment? Are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Are you ready for the end, the last day, when God will bring down the curtain on the marketplace of His grace? Don't get what you want here in Hanley this afternoon. Come back tomorrow. They'll all be here again tomorrow, and you can shop until you drop. But my friends, that day is coming when God brings down the shutters on His grace, and there'll be no more tomorrow. There'll be no more looking for, searching for His grace. Oh, I tell you, in that day, oh, men and women, well, the Bible tells me men and women will be crying out for the rocks, the mountains, to come down and hide them from the presence of the wrath of the Lamb. Even today, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the unrighteousness and the ungodliness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness and wickedness. The truth, that is, of the knowledge of God, held down, suppressed in wickedness. Not ready for that day. Not ready for His coming. Not ready for the end of the world. Not ready even for the end of your life. not ready to stand before God in judgment. But Jesus tells us, Jesus makes it clear, He's coming, and the end is nigh. What will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? It's a good question, and one that you need to contemplate, Hanley. There's a judgment day. You enjoy your sin now. You revel in it. You walk in godlessness, unrighteousness, unholiness, still in your original natures as you are born into this world, natural born sinners, sinning every day, with every breath, with every thought, with every word. Sin, wall to wall sin. All that you are, just a piece of walking, breathing, talking sin. That's all that you are until you've been saved, until you've been born again, until you've entered in at the straight gate and walked the narrow pathway to life. Until you've been saved, until you've been born again, not ready, I tell you, for that day, but it's coming. There's an end to it, an end to the world, an end to your life, and an end to your sin. What will it be? Well, it can be brought to an end today. Your sin, I mean, at the cross where Jesus bled and died for sinners. Or it will end in judgment. It will end in the judgment throne of God when He casts you into eternal, unquenchable fires of hell. It will end at one place or the other, I hope. Oh, I pray this question, pray upon your hearts, upon your minds, that you give it thought, that the end is coming, your end, the end of the world, the coming of the Son of God, but not to save, but to judge the world in righteousness, perfect righteousness, judge Jesus. There'll be no escaping. There'll be no dodging the bullet then. There'll be no blame shifting. It was my wife, it was my husband, it was my siblings, ever and always blaming somebody else. Oh, I didn't mean it, you see. Nobody holds a gun to your head and makes you sin. Nobody holds a gun to your head and makes you fornicate, makes you lie, makes you steal. Nobody holds a gun to your head and makes you covet. Nobody holds a gun to your head and makes you do these things. You do them willingly, freely. You do them because you want to do them. That's your desire. Not for God, not for Jesus, not for His coming. Your desires for nothing but sin. Everything that God gives you, even the good gifts that He gives to you, all of them, you use them not for His glory. You use them in service for sin and for self. God bless you, my dear. So I say, my friends, there's an end to it. There's an end to it. Jesus warns you. And that's one thing I'm here for today, is to warn you. The sign of His coming. And of course, well, the end of the world, you know, to warn you. There's an end to it. And it's not good for unbelief. It's not good for sinners. It's not good for the ungodly. It's not good for the unrighteous. It's not good for the unholy. It's not good at all. Unless you're in Jesus. Unless that is your trusting in Jesus, that is. Unless that is you've been reborn. Unless that is those vile natures of yours have been changed. Unless that is Jesus Christ has gotten you out of your sin and your love of sin. Unless He has changed you, transformed you from the inside out. Not a good day for you at all. I would that you would contemplate this, you know. Some of you here, under the sound of my voice, here this afternoon, you won't see Christmas. Never mind it. Never mind the coming of Jesus. Never mind the end of the world. Some of you, you won't even see Christmas. You'll be gone. You'll be before the judge, and you'll be cast out of his presence forever. Unless that is your reward. Unless that is your given repentance. Unless that is your given the gift of faith to believe on Jesus and to be saved. That's the only way you can be saved. It's the only way you can be ready for that day, for that time when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. So get ready, Hanley. Hanley, sinners, hear me. Get ready. It's coming. What are the signs? What's the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Well, he says there'll be many will come and many will in my name saying I am Christ. Many claim to be him, you know. You got your false religions. You got the Watchtower Society here peddling their damnable religion day by day. Yeah? They tell you that Jesus, you know, he wasn't the Son of God. God's not triune. They tell you, they robbed Jesus Christ of his glory. JWs, they call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses. They're not. They're false witnesses because they don't know him. They don't know him. They're false. But there will be many. That will be a sign of the coming of the Son of God. And you've got many, many false witnesses like the JWs. Avoid them like the plague. Their religion is a damnable religion. And then you've got mosques. You've got mosques abounding in your country now. Your land is now swamped with heathen religion. That's another sign of God's judgment on you. And another sign of this, the closeness of the coming of the Son of God. False Christs, he says, those who use his name, but use his name falsely, is Lamb, who will tell you that Jesus was no more than a prophet, not the Son of God. They rob him of his glory. That's a sign of his coming. Another sign of his coming, that you're permeated in your land with those who use the name of Christ, who declare a Christ that is no Christ at all, no Savior at all, no Savior in his land, no salvation in the name of Muhammad. He did not die and rise again from the dead. He never even performed a miracle. He's an imposter, and their religion is a damnable religion too. But another sign, you see, another indication of the coming of the Son of Man and the end of the world. And then you've got Seventh-day Adventists. Oh, you've got a whole plethora of the world religions. You've got the Pope's variety, you know, who tells you Jesus is okay, but he didn't do enough. You've got to add your good works to what he did in order to be saved. That too, my friends, is a damnable religion, anti-Christian religion. Rome, Islam, and everything else in between. Damnable, damnable religion, damnable heretics who take glory away from the Son of God. But an indication, a sign to you that his coming is near, the coming of the Son of God, that is to judge the world in righteousness. And every Islamist and every papist and every JW will be judged in that day and cast into hell unless they have repented and believed on the Christ of the Bible, the Jesus of the Word of God, giving glory to him in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God. So that's a sign. And then he says you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's not it. It's always wars and always rumors of wars, famines and pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows, but just the beginning, not the end. All these things you have now, and by these means many, many are removed from this earth, taken before the judgment throne of God to give account of their sinful, evil nature and everything that comes out of their sinful, evil nature in that day. When? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Well, he says there'll be a betraying, hating of one another. Well, I mean, you already do that, don't you? Contrary to God's law. You know, God's law says that you should love God and love your neighbor. But of course, with your sinful natures, you do the very opposite. You do that which is contrary to God. You hate God and you hate your neighbor. And that's clearly visible, is it not? Let's just all love one another, you say. We don't need religion, we don't need the gospel, we don't need Jesus. Let's all just love one another. But you don't. You can't. You don't even know what love is. Before the season is over, you'll be biting and devouring one another again. Huh? Even before the day's over. Buying and, here you are buying and selling. Here you are getting more and giving gifts to one another. Like you all love one another. And the very next day, you'll be biting and devouring and killing one another. Killing babies by the million in the name of abortion, euthanasia, killing, because you hate one another. Well, there'll be an increase of that, says Jesus. Prior to his coming, that will be another sign. That will be another sign of his coming. There'll be a falling away. There'll be a diminishing of his church. Not just in the land, but in the world. Fewer and fewer Christians, and Christians who will be persecuted, who will be harassed, who will be chased out of the world and put to death by you monstrous sinners in this world. And some of you will think that you are doing it in God's name. Huh? Some of you will think you are doing it in God's name. That will be a sign. Do you not see it in your own land? A diminishing of the church of God in this nation. It's another sign. It's another indication of the closeness of the coming of the Son of God, the Son of Man, and to judge the world in righteousness and to bring in the end of the world. A growing apostasy, which you see right before your very eyes. A departure from God. That's your problem, Hanley, don't you know? Your problem's not political. It's not the nutters. It's not these nutters in Parliament that don't know their left hand from their right hand. They can't govern themselves, never mind you. They're not the problem. The problem's not political. It's not even economical. It's nothing to do with the gas and electric. Nothing to do with the crisis of living. It's theological. God's your problem. You've departed from him. Apostatized. You've departed from God, your best good, your maker. And he's got an indictment against you. He's got a case against you. It's him, I tell you, Hanley. It's him that you need saving from. Salvation, you say. What do I need saving from? From God. He's angry with the wicked every day. Angry with you, Hanley, in your sin. And my dear friend, it's him that you've offended. It's His love that you've offended. It's His law that you've broken. You've offended God. Repentance is required towards God. You need to turn from your sin and turn back to God from the dark path of sin. Repentance towards God and faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. The one who is appointed, anointed, the only mediator, the only way back to God from the dark path of sin. No other way, no other name under heaven, the Bible says, whereby you must be saved. Not the name of the hammock, not the name of the Watchtower Society. Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah,
I just want to touch it, right? Okay. Well, just remember what you heard as well as what you saw. Or what you're hearing. Okay, I'll do that, sir. I'll do that gladly. Repent, believe the gospel, sir. The day of judgment comes. Jesus Christ,
sir.
Jesus. No. We're not told the day. We're not told the day. Not in the Bible, sir. He comes like a thief in the night. So, you know how the thief comes in the night?
Yeah.
He comes in the night. That's why Jesus is coming. I'm telling what the Bible says. Only what the Bible says. I'm not adding to it, sir. It doesn't practice. Like I say, friends, you know. Seriously, repentance is required of you towards God. His love, you've offended. His Son is coming to judge you. He's coming to judge the world. That's the end of it. It's coming and coming soon. The signs are there. All there. For those that is, for his eyes to see. Those that it is who can discern the times. But of course, well, Hanley, that's not you in your natural state and condition. For that to happen, for that to be brought about, first and foremost, well, you must be born again, Jesus says. Born again, not physically, spiritually. From above, that is. By God, not of man, not of the will of the flesh. Born of God, something God does, putting His life into your soul, His love into your heart, changing your very nature so that you no longer hate God and hate your neighbor, but love God and love your neighbor. Only when you've been reborn, only when your nature's been changed, will that happen. You must be born again. A change of nature. A change of love. Loving God instead of your sin. Loving your neighbor instead of killing him. Preserving him. Loving him. Desiring for your neighbor that which you desire for yourself. So be told, be warned, Hanley. You must be born again, except a man be born again. He cannot see, perceive the kingdom of God, let alone enter into it. Nothing to you, fairy tale to you, until God, by His grace, through the preaching of the gospel, warning you, informing you. That's what good people do, don't you know? When they see others in danger, when they see them in danger, you know, of their lives, they warn them of the danger coming so that they might avert it. Come to you, warning you, the end is nigh. He's coming soon. The signs are there of His coming. The end of the world. That day is coming when you yourself will breathe your last and stand before God in judgment. So I warn you in love, in order that you might be ready for that day, in order that you might be found in Christ and in Christ alone trusting. For there's no other, No other who can reconcile you to God. No other who died on the cross and rose again from the dead. No other who shed his precious blood that you might be washed and made clean. See, you can be religious but not clean. Still dirty, still defiled in the sight of God. Oh, you can be so very, very religious, but still unclean. All like an unclean thing. Unclean, unclean, unclean. That's how you should be walking about talking in Hanley today. Unclean, sir. That's what you are. Unclean, sir. Monstrously unclean in the sight of God. Even the heavens are unclean in His sight. How much more you, wicked sinner, who brought sin into the world. Only one escape. Only one way out. I am the way, says Jesus, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ, set before you, crucified, dead and buried, and raised again from the dead. Living he loved, dying he saved, buried he carried sin far away, rising he justified, made right with God, that is, forever. Those who believe, that is, on his name, those reborn of God, God breathing the breath of life into their souls, raising them from the dead, not making them religious, regenerating them, resurrecting them, raising them from the dead, from your tombs of unbelief, raising you up from the dead, breathing life into your soul, and giving you the gifts of repentance and faith, because you can no more do that which God requires of you, commands of you, than you can pull yourself up by your bootlaces. God must give it to you. God must do it in you by the preaching of my gospel, calling you, causing you to hear the voice of the Savior. My sheep, they hear my voice, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never. His sheep, that is. But the goats, they don't hear his voice. They're stone deaf. Only his sheep hear his voice. Are you hearing, Hanley sinner? Hearing today. He calls you. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye. Repent ye. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Hanley. That's the way. The only way into God's kingdom. Don't delay today. He's coming. The signs are there. The end of the world is nigh. Call upon his name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Today, Hanley, repent ye and believe the gospel. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. See for yourself that so according to God's Word, don't just take my word for it. Word of God, able to make you wise unto salvation. You'd like a copy of God's Word, freely offered to you. No cost, no obligation to you. You'd like one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Hanley, and have mercy, mercy, I say, upon your precious, precious, never dying soul.
No, sir. That'll drive you down to hell, sir.